Preface. It comes down to different styles. That is the cause of most conflicts at work. You are an extrovert, Jennifer, and Amy, your assistant, is an introvert. Until you accept that basic fact and learn to work with her, your department won't get to where it needs to be. These words from Peter, an outside company consultant, were hard to hear. I had really worked at moving Amy along and expected her to adopt my energy and pace. None of my efforts were working. Trying to fix Amy and mold her into a mini Jennifer was actually making things worse. Our partnership had already fizzled despite my Herculean efforts. Though it was too late to make things work then, failing to establish a productive work relationship with Amy did motivate me to learn more about introverts and extroverts. This book is the result of my extensive research with many famous and not-so-famous introvert-extrovert duos over a 30-year consulting, coaching, and speaking career. You will discover why it can be so hard to thrive in some of your relationships with opposites. You will learn about 5 essential steps that successful opposites use to navigate the tricky waters of their relationships, and you will discover why these 5 steps are important, how they can break down, and what practical solutions you can use to achieve extraordinary results together. What's in this book? Because I rarely read a book cover to cover myself, I've tried to make the book easy to navigate and include short summaries and questions for you to consider at the end of each chapter. That way you can dip in and out of chapters that interest you. We start off in the introduction with the major theme of the book. Opposites are most successful when they stop focusing on their differences and use approaches that move them toward results. In Chapter 1, Who Are These Unlikely Duos?, you will learn about the strengths and friction points for introverts and extroverts when they work together. Chapter 2, How to Mix Oil and Water, lays out the genius of opposites process, the basis of this book. You will learn how both you and your opposite can accept the alien, bring on the battles, cast the character, destroy the dislike, and learn why each can't offer everything. There is a quiz to help you assess what you have in common with high-functioning opposites. You can take it and compare your results with your partner's results. Chapters 3 through 7 are replete with stories of genius opposites in workplaces around the world. You will learn from their experiences what to do and not to do when handling the dynamic act of working together. Chapter 8 wraps it all up and helps you jumpstart your plans for success. So, are you ready to hear about the world-famous composers who felt they had much more to offer the world in an already impressive roster of songs, but they couldn't get over their dislike of each other? The automobile CEO who was outmaneuvered by his new CEO in an ill-fated merger of equals? The remarkably insightful pair of film critics who almost missed their chance to appreciate each other's great gifts because they were so busy competing with each other? Or the skilled consultants who lost their business because they couldn't reconcile their styles and modify their firm when the Great Recession hit? Given that an estimated 50% of people in the world fall on either the introvert or extrovert side of the spectrum, chances are that you have interacted with or will interact with your opposites often. The outcomes of some of your wildly successful and disastrous ventures were determined by whether you were in sync with or at polarity from introverts or extroverts. Perhaps you've left a project because one of the key team members was an opposite type to you, and the frustration overcame you. There is no way to assess how many breakthrough ideas never broke through because opposites could not get over the barriers their differences caused. You may have a few in mind from your own career. It doesn't have to be that way.